the XL Energy Center with Dick Newman and Danny Lee.
Well, thank you, Maynard. Welcome back here. We've just had one match here so far. Trevin Johnson losing by fall to the Grand Rapids wrestler Home, and now he is at the mercy of Home to win his next match later on today. Then he would be in the wrestle back rounds. If not, he would be done. We're waiting now for Peyton Mortensen to come out. And Peyton Mortensen, currently ranked number 2 in the state at his weight class. This is with a 41-3 record, 171 career wins. This is how he got to the state tournament. He pinned his way through the section tournament. The first one was only in 9 seconds over the New Ulm wrestler, Matt Zitzdorf. And then at 1:39, he pinned Eric Mommersbaum from Redwood River Valley. And in the finals, he pinned Zach Stahl from Marshall, a fall at 32 seconds. And he will be wrestling Sage Olin from St. Peter, a junior with a 29-12 record. He had to get all the way to the true second to get here. He is unranked in the state, but 29 wins is very respectable. He won a 14-3 decision over Mankato East wrestler, and then a 3-2 decision over Alex Nelson from Hutchinson. He lost in the finals to the number 4 ranked wrestler in the state, Cade Mueller from Waconia, and then came back and won in the 2-second match over Jace Demers from Scott West, a sophomore with 37 wins, so a very creditable opponent, and Sage Lorden-Olin. And we're waiting for that.
Yep, they're just stepping up to the table now and checking in. Owen, again, taller than Peyton, but that's the case most of the time. So Peyton uses that to his advantage. He can get underneath people and uses his power to overcome the height difference.
St. Peter, it looks like their colors are kind of like purple and white. It's kind of a camouflage singlet. Peyton out there with a traditional red and black and gold uniform. Matches underway. They're just kind of feeling each other out. Peyton just really took control in the section. He would have the match over by now, but a little different story here.
Yeah, you're not going to get that down here. That would be a fluke or something would happen if you put somebody on their back that fast down here. But it happens, but it's not very often.
Well, certainly his opponent can read the guillotine, too, and see that he is going against a ranked wrestler in Peyton Mortensen. And they're moving their arms around, and Olin got poked in the eye.
You know, it's just a lot of hand fighting going on at the beginning of the match, and everybody just kind of trying to feel the other wrestler out and maybe get inside on something. Holland steps in and tries to underhook Peyton. Peyton just shoves him back. Now Peyton in on the deep underhook on the left side, trying to jack Holland up. Now he's stepping in trying to get a double, but Holland sticks one arm in there to block that.
Well, he likes the upper body. We never saw it last weekend. It was all shooting in right away, and he has that in his arsenal as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Here, Olin shoots in on Peyton. Peyton counters and puts Olin on his back.
He's got a lot of time, 40 seconds to go on the clock here, and he's got him pretty tight. If he gets on, he's straddling the body right here. Olin sneaks his arm through and gets to his belly, but he's going to come up with a quick 5-point move there for Peyton.
Yeah, Olin shot in, and he just put an underhook and overpowered him right to the Matt and to his back and got the five-point move. 20 seconds left in the first period.
Just kind of a short little lateral drop. Actually sprawled back when Olin shot in. He had that underhook in and just, like Dick said, just overpowered him and took him right to his back. Nice start for Peyton there.
He's got a leg hooked up, and he's working on a cross face. He puts that cross face in pretty hard. And there's the end of the first period. So 5-0, Peyton Mortensen. Flip of the disc. Goes to Peyton, he defers. Olin looks over to his coaches, and he's going to go referee's position down.
Fading right on the right side of Holen. Right off the whistle, goes down onto an ankle. Holen steps up. Now Payton's in on a deep single, trying to get Holen down, but they go off the edge of the mat.
They went right down to his crotch and tried to lift him up, but the momentum carried him out of bounds. So a fresh start here. Payton riding from the other side this time. Wrestlers have to know how to do moves from both sides, and Holen stands up, and Payton pretty much lets him go. So 5-1, second period. Winner will advance to the next round. The loser has to, at the mercy of the winner, to see if he gets a wrestle back.
Both wrestlers just in a tie lock here. Neither wrestler seems to be able to get inside. Holm tries a little shuck by there. Payton just pushes him by, and they go off the edge of the mat. Fresh start. Minute 16 to go here in the second period. Holen shoots in an ankle pick on Payton, but Payton just blocks it out, just drops down underneath there, and pushes him right back up. They're both on their feet. Now Payton gets poked in the eye a little bit. A lot of head fighting going on between the two of the officials, kind of talking to him. Resume here, 57 seconds to go on the second period, excuse me.
Payton, ever since Christmas, has dropped down to this weight class. Otherwise, he's wrestled all the way from 170 to 82. I think he even wrestled a few matches at 195 pounds. But this is really a good weight class for him. He's very quick.
He looks very good at this weight class. He's actually a very thick 160-pound kid. So yeah, he's using his power to his advantage, no doubt about it.
Well, right. Down to 20 seconds left in the second period. The only scoring was Holm with the escape.
Yeah, I don't know if that was really even escape. Payton just kind of let him get up and just pushed him away. I think Payton loves being on his feet, so that's where he scored his big points right away, and maybe you can catch him here again. Time's running out. That's the way the second period is going to end. 5-1.
It's his choice. And he's going to choose down. So he's going to have to bust out of there right away. Not let the Holm do anything to him to break him down.
Holm gets on the right side of Payton. Off the whistle. Payton's away right away.
Got the escape. So leading. Excuse me, 6-1 now. Got the escape in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when kids get to their feet, the opponent just kind of seems to let them go. Kids in this era of wrestling really like to be on their feet, and that's where they're comfortable, so they just kind of push them away. And
he's just got to avoid the big move by Holm, how he scored his first points was with Holm with the aggressive going underneath, and he just overpowered him, and Holm just tried to go underneath again. Payton almost tried to get it. He tried and almost got it. Another underhook and maybe try to takedown, but they're both back on their feet.
He just did a quick little shuck there. Holm shot underneath, and Payton was very close to getting, now Payton gets a warning for stalling. I don't know about that either, but that's not going to hurt him?
No, not at all.
He's got to stay busy. 45 seconds to go here in the third period. Holm shot in again, but they're out on the edge of the mat. Payton's just got to stay busy here.
Holm drops down and gets right back up again, but
now Payton in on a single. I was just going to say, all Payton needs to do is get in on a leg, and he can burn up a lot of time, and he's on a deep single right here. You're not going to get called for stalling on this because you attempted the shot, so there they burned up 15, 16 seconds just on that one shot. So if he can do that a couple more times, he's going to be in good shape. Holm shoots in right off the whistle.
Yeah, a stalemate was called, and they started fresh again. Holmes shot in, but 22 seconds and counting. Now Holmes going to have to go for anything, and Peyton beats him to it and shoots in and just holding on to that single. That's all he's got to do.
He's attempting to get around the corner, but he doesn't need to, and he knows that very well. He's just hanging on to that thing and burning up the clock, and it looks like that's the way this match is going to end here. 6-1 for Peyton Mortensen.
All right. Well, we got one in the quarterfinals. There's a group right there about the fourth row up. They're cheering for him there, and he won that match. Now he will wrestle a little bit later on today against the winner of Orno and I think Nashwaukee won, but he is in the next round. So that brings us up to Austin Schmidt.
Oh, he just stepped out of the mat.
On mat 8?
Dollar mat number 8.
Okay.
All right, mat number 4, excuse us. On the far side. Austin just got a takedown.
Okay. He's wrestling Junior from Albany. He's ranked number 4 in the state. And Austin is ranked number 7 in the state.
A little over a minute gone here in the first period. Austin leading 2-0.
They're about the same size. Jordan from Albany, a junior, with a 35-0 record. He has not lost. And right. Austin got that takedown right away.
Right there was a caution on Zierden. He tried to jump the whistle a little bit. So now Austin can push the issue there a little. Not sure what the stoppage was quite there. They blew the whistle and stopped right away. Something with the scoreboard or something. They're getting adjusted. Resetting the time on the scoreboard, okay. 44 seconds to go here in the first period. You had Austin leading 2-0. Fresh start here, right on the right side of Zierden. Zierden tries to stand up, and Austin just pushes him away and lets him go.
Okay, 2-1 now. Time running down on the first period. Austin working for that underhook. Now Zierden tries the muscle over Austin. They're right on the edge of the mat, and no takedown, no advantage.
Good motion by Austin there. He just about got around behind the corner. Just as they were going off the edge of the mat, Austin was back almost ready to get 2 points if they'd had another 5 feet. Oh, nice little drag by Austin. If he can get Zierden down on the mat here, he'd get another quick two, and there's Zierden down. There it is.
There he got it. Leading 4-1 with short time left in the first period. See if he can just ride him out. Zierden trying to turn the corner and get a reversal, which he just did. And time runs out, but it's a 4-3 now.
Well, if you win each period by 1 point, you're going to be in good shape.
For sure. Well, they're going to go on their feet and start the second period.
I did not see who won the toss, but they're neutral. Austin's very good on his feet with those little short drags and shucks. Oh, and Zierden drives the same thing. Just about got Austin in his own move there. They went off the edge of the mat, so we go back to center.
Austin had a great tournament up at Christmas time up in Fargo and wrestled very many quality wrestlers. I think he placed 3rd in that tournament and really set him up for an opponent like this. Oh, Zierden shoots in again. Austin with an underhook almost bowls him over, but they're right on the edge of the mat, and a stalemate is called.
Yeah, Austin was deep on that underhook there, but unfortunately they're out on the edge of the mat again.
So, back in action here. We're waiting for Sam Hendrickson after Austin here. But we're still in the second period. No score. Score in this period. Austin leading 4-3 as Zierden, they chose neutral to start the second period.
Both wrestlers were locked up out of the edge of the mat again, and Austin tries a little throw, but they step off the edge. looks like both wrestlers kind of like the same kind of stuff. Get in there in that deep underhook and little short drags and things like that. Right here, Austin's in another deep underhook. He's got Zierden jacked up to the with his left hand, but they were out on the edge, and now Austin turned around back in the middle a little bit. Now Austin's right on the circle. Both wrestlers just kind of fighting for position. Austin tries to jack him up into a double underhook. Zierden tries to shoot in, and Austin tries to throw him over the top.
Oh,
it was a good scramble by both wrestlers there, but Austin almost come up. Yeah. There's a couple times if he had five more feet of circle, he would have points there, but Zierden actually initiated that move and went underneath. Austin hipped him over. Zierden rolled through it and kind of drug Austin through, and then Austin come back around. So a lot of action there in 15 feet for sure. Right now, Austin's underneath. Zierden's got an underhook on him and kind of a front headlock. They go off the edge of the mat again.
How much time left?
5 seconds here in the second period.
Well, Zierden scored with that much time left in the first period, but it's not going to happen this time. Okay, let's see whose choice here. Looks like it's Zierden. And he's choosing down with Austin Schmidt hanging on to a 4-3 lead. Austin rides from the right side. Zierden sits out, trying to switch, gets out in front. No loss of control yet, but
Austin still got him in a front headlock, and as soon as they come up, he'll get that. There's the escape.
So it's all tied up now at 4-4. Austin got the two takedowns in the first period, and now an escape or a reversal by Albany to end the first period, and then a couple of escapes.
Austin tried another one, a little toss over there out on the edge of the circle. It's a safe place to do it. Unfortunately, most of the time you end up going out of bounds. Right off the whistle, Zierden shoots in on a low ankle, and he's trying to climb Austin. Well, Austin should let him climb over the top.
They're in a kind of a wizard.
Zierden's going to get a takedown here.
He did. 6-4, Zierden. Now he's working on an arm bar on Austin. He's got him right flat on his belly.
A lot of time. Minute 7 to go here yet in the third period, so a lot of time to score points.
Austin trying to get up to his base. They're right on the edge of the mat.
Trailing 6-4 right now. Both wrestlers are the exact same style. They both love that underhook with the little shucks and drags, and right there, Zierden got Austin just a little off balance on the edge and got the takedown.
They go off the mat, so that's to Austin's advantage. He can beat Zierden off the whistle here.
47 seconds to go, third period. Now Austin gets a fresh start here. Hopefully he can blow out of here. He tries to stand up. Zierden grabs the ankle, brings him right back down to the mat.
6-4, time running out. Now Zierden has been warned for stalling.
Yeah, he was just sitting on that ankle, just had it trapped and not let it go. So the official, they want to see steady action, calls him for that warning for stalling.
So fresh start. Once again, Austin tries to stand up. Zierden breaks him down. Back up on his base. Going to have to get a leg free and sit out or stand up. Zierden riding tough, and now he tries a kind of a semi-roll, and now back up to his base.
15 seconds to go here in third period.
Zierden just hanging on. He has been warned, but now he tries a shoulder roll, and Austin does, and they go off the mat. So probably one last chance to get something.
7 seconds.
Can't
seven
be done.
Seconds. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of time.
A reversal would tie it. Up on his feet, he tries that roll again, and Zierden just stays with him, then he rolls again, and ran out of time.
That's the way it's going to end.
6-4. Yates Zierden advances once again. Austin will be at the mercy of Zierden to win.
It was a good match.
It was
just
a good, very good match.
I mean, they both are just very equal wrestlers in a 6-4 match. That can go either way, so.
So now we're waiting for Sam Hendrickson, and he'll be up on mat
7.
Mat 7.
Match 111. Let's see where they're at. Match 95 out there right now in short time left in the second period, so it'll be a couple matches. There's the fall. So that'll get them to within one match here.
Okay. Well, we can update on how they got here. Sam Hendrickson was in that weight class with only four wrestlers last weekend, and he won both matches. He actually is a senior with a 35-7 record, 59 career wins. Brad and Tammy are his folks. We failed to mention for Austin Schmidt, Andy and Jane are his folks, and he's got 90-some career wins. But Sam Hendrickson won by fall over the Cole Felsen from Marshall at the 2:54 mark. And then he also won by fall over Chad Maddock from Redwood Valley. Third time he beat him, and it's tough to beat somebody three times.
It is.
At the 3:58 mark. He'll be wrestling a Virginia senior, Alex Ranta, 31-11. He was a true second winner in his section. He won by pin over the Grand Rapids heavyweight in 1:11. And he won a fall at 49 seconds over Robert Decker from Pine City Hinkley. And in the finals, he lost by fall to the Princeton heavyweight, Cole Hellman, the number six ranked wrestler in the state. He came back in the true second, and he won by forfeit. The third place winner forfeited the match, so he advanced to the section that way. Alex Ranta from Virginia, senior with a 31-11 record. He is the fourth. Sam Hendrickson is the fourth United wrestler and final United wrestler in this round. Joining teammate Trevin Johnson, who lost, Peyton Mortensen, who won, and Austin Schmidt, who just lost his match. Both Trevin and Alex are going to be cheerleaders for the guy that beat them.
Right. You got to hope for the best.
Yeah. So Sam wants to join Peyton Mortensen in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it's a lot more relaxing to control your own destiny and stay on that winner's side of the bracket.
So where are we?
Not too much time left in the first period, 30 seconds to go in the first period. So,
barring a pin, we could send it back to you, Maynard, for this quick timeout to give credit to some of the people that make these broadcasts possible. So back to you, and then we'll be back to finish out that last match.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Canby Farmers Grain, Prairie Brand Seeds, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mosing Chiropractic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, American Surplus in Montevideo, Miniota Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Dawson Truck Parts, Prairie Winds Wellness, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Norm's Machinery Repair, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Jack Barrow Co-op Oil Company, Mosing Great Service Farmers Company.
Time now for a mid-morning check.
Well, we didn't quite have time enough for the Linder Farm Network here, so we're going to bypass that for right now. And we'll mention those sponsors again for you in a little bit here. But right now, let's head back to the XL Energy Center and more with Dick Newman and Danny Lee.
Well, thank you, Maynard. Still waiting for the match prior to Sam Hendrickson to be over. They're in the second period. Eight matches going on at one time, and I don't know if you've ever been to the Xcel Energy Center, but the lower bowl area is probably 80% full of people. Yesterday's afternoon session was through 8,600 people, and there's more than that here right now. And following the completion of the heavyweight class, the AAA will be on the mat, followed by the A a little bit later on after that. But AAA is more metropolitan area, so probably a lot more accessible for fans to come in and watch. Although when Peyton Mortensen won, we're probably, oh, I don't know, 65, 70 people that stood up in those first first six rows or so that that cheered for him. So.
And with the way the mats are laid out and everybody on different matches, the group of United people get spread up, so or spread out. So, I mean, I'm sure the Schmitz were down by Austin's match and the Hendricksons are over by Sam's match and Trevin. And, I mean, so it kind of splits everybody up, but it's like a rainbow in here. You got about every color in the book you can think of, so it's kind of pretty fun to watch.
It is.
A little bit about Sam, too. You know, a couple of years ago, he was, I believe, a 195-pounder, and last year, I think he wrestled some, maybe a little bit of 195, mostly 220, I think, and this year, he's up in the heavyweight bracket, so he moves very, very well for a big guy. I mean, I think he's in that 260 mark, and he moves like a 195-pounder. He's not afraid to throw in legs or do a lot of stuff like that, so that could come in very handy for him down here. But we might have a fall here. Oh, he just rolled through it. I thought Sam might be coming up in a minute, but I think that was the end of the, that's the start of the third period right here now, so 2 minutes to go until Sam comes up.
Just looking at the website here, and if Bearden can win from Albany the next match, then Austin would get a wrestle back, and it would be against Hurst from Hutch, who he beat in the duel with Hutchinson. So
it was like 9-4, if I remember right.
It was a very good match with him. So,
well, that'd be kind of fun to see.
We're crossing our fingers for the Albany wrestler to remain undefeated. Well, Sam going into the tournament once again his season record?
35-7.
Okay, very respectable.
Yes, it is.
And he's got credit for winning a match at Redwood Falls in the tournament, pinning the number one heavyweight ranked in the state from Canby, Josh Hansen. That certainly has to be a highlight for him.
Yeah.
And to be conference champion and also a section champion. So
bend his way through that tournament too.
Closing out his career in style.
It's always nice to have tough kids up top. That kind of eases the coach's mind as the match goes on. You know what you got coming, and United's been very fortunate. The last few years, the last three, four people on the team have been pretty tough, so that always makes it fun.
And only three seniors on the team, and all three are in the state tournament, so a good way to finish out their careers. And they've done a great job of leadership throughout not only the year, but through their career as well. We'll add up their total wins. I mean, Peyton with 172 wins, and Austin with 90-some, and Sam with 70 or so. So that's a lot of wins.
Yep. Tough to replace, but you always have to.
Well, unfortunately.
Yep.
Every school can say that.
Every school's got to do it. That's why you keep building up these youth programs and keep your program strong. And we've got some great young kids coming up. As the freshman team did very well in the individual tournament, went and watched the elementary kids in Dawson last Sunday.
Okay.
And they cleaned up on pretty much everybody there. So they had Chaska and Frazee and some real big schools out there, and they were 4-0. So
Sam's out there now. And
he is taking on Alex Ranta of Virginia. Sam will have the red leg band on.
And Virginia with a kind of a royal blue and white singlet. Sam appears to be a little bit taller than Ranta.
Yeah.
He likes to charge in there right away, too, if he can. They locked up. had to have him. He'll be working for Hummel's in there for...
Tries that little arm drag. He gets around Ranta, and they go off the edge of the mat. Gives Ranta a little shot as they separate, and he just kind of threw Ranta around there. That's a good sign to start with. The one thing you want to be a little bit careful, you don't want to charge in too hard on a heavyweight, you know, but Sam, like I said, being a wrestler that's wrestled in a lighter weight classes the last couple of years, and now at the heavyweight, he moves very, very well for a guy that's 260 pounds.
Yeah, finishing out his career at the state tournament. Certainly the way to do it. Not a whole lot going on right now. Sam initiated that arm drag a little bit, and now is working for...
Now wrestling up at number six.
Trying to change levels a little bit and getting in there. Oh, he's got... Working on that body lock. And he's got him done.
Oh,
he's got him on his back.
Get that locked up.
Yep.
There it is. There's a ball. Ranta stepped in, tried to body lock Sam, and Sam just, and we've seen this a ton of times. He threw that headlock, and he threw it hard, and he had Ranta on his back, and it was over.
104 in the first period?
Yeah.
He reset it, but.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't take long, and you start counting. And anywhere in there in that count, if there's both shoulders on the mat, then it's over, and it was.
Oh, great start for Sam there. Ranta was in on a body lock. I think he was feeling pretty good about where he was at. Next thing he knew, he was flat on his back, and Sam just clamped down on it. He didn't have it all hooked together right away, and that cost him a couple points in the section tournament when he had that headlock. You got to have the head and the arm in the circle is what they call it, and he didn't have that. Well, this time he didn't have it right away, but one adjustment, and it was all locked up, and then it was over. So great job by Sam.
Sure was. And now he will wrestle lately. He will join Peyton Mortensen and wrestle in the quarterfinals a little bit later on, and possibly against Mitch Trigg from Foley. Rank in the state as well. He's in the next round, and that's the best thing. So, we will take this break. We'll send it back to the station. Triple A is coming up next, and then probably in a couple hours, the eight wrestlers from, four from each, Cambie and Mendiota, will be coming out, and we'll be back on the air broadcasting those. So, Paul and Maynard, back to you in the studio, and we'll call back Class single A is coming out, starting at 106 pounds. Back to you.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Canby Farmers Grain, Prairie Brand Seeds, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mosing Chiropractic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, American Surplus in Montevideo, Mineota Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Dawson Truck Parts, Prairie Winds Wellness, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Norm's Machinery Repair, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Farmers Co-op Elevator, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Heartland Eye Care, Madison Bottling Company, Ludwig's and Tylik, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Cockleman Construction, Larson Brothers Concrete, Sather Building Supplies, Gislason's Hardware. State wrestling brought to you by Countryside Auto, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Motor Company, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, and AGP, Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson.